Farm Home.
We are back. It's 8:23. It is Thursday, and we got to talk Jankabazoo. Got their curator, Tom Schmaltz, in here. Tom Schmaltz, I got to tell you, for one, congrats on a very successful Zubu.
Oh, it was awesome.
And you and your crew down there, I mean, things just ran so smooth, just as far as getting set up, getting people through. It was just a great experience. What was the final tally?
2,099 was the final tally that went through the zoo in just over 2 hours.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, it went really smooth. Ariana did a great job of setting things up. She coordinated the whole event. Jack, Bruce, and Melissa set up the lights. The keepers helped take everything down. You know, it's not just the setup. It's to pull it all down pack it away and get it. If you'd have went by on Monday morning, you'd have saw all these blow-ups in the standing all up again because we were drying them off, so we pack them out. It's like Frankenstein over by the Bears. He's 25 years old.
No kidding. You've had him that long.
We've had him that long.
Tell me something. How long did it take you and your staff to set all this up? Because the zoo looked amazing with all the blow-ups, with all the inflatables, everything that was put up around there. How long did that take?
Well, that'd be Jack, Bruce, and Melissa did that. And they worked on it two partial days. Mm-hmm. You know, Jack has been helping us out since he retired, and we snafu'd him. He's been helping us out with this. And it used to be Jack and I, and this year and last year, Bruce and Melissa. And I was just in the way, so get out of the way. They have their way of how they do it. And it actually takes them about 6 to 7 hours to get everything out and set up and stringing cords. And
that's still amazing that they can get that much set up in 6 hours.
Yeah.
You know, that looked like about a full day or a 12-hour or 15-hour day there.
Right. And, you know, we're already looking for new blow-ups for next year because they seem to be a hit. And
we all have
our favorite blow-ups and stuff. So, you know, we'll keep adding every year on there.
Great, great Zubu. Again, the weather was perfect, too.
Oh, yeah. The weather was great. People came in. They got them through the line. And we couldn't have put them in. Somebody said, well, maybe you should open another gate. It wouldn't have worked because it was a steady line right there and people were in. So everybody seemed to be happy about it.
Yeah, well, kids were really happy because they made a haul.
Oh, yeah. They came out with lots and lots of candy. And the zookeeper set up by the back gate and everyone was dressed as a different animal to greet people as they left and, you know, to give them their last shot of candy to get that sugar high going.
That's right. Give them that sugar buzz. I said to a lot of parents, your kids aren't going to sleep till about Wednesday, so.
Well, yeah. And then the ones that came to our house Halloween day, they got Mountain Dew in a candy bar.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. You guys are pushers.
Yeah, we're definitely sugar pushers.
Hey, let's talk a little bit, switch gears here. So that was then, and you got a great event coming up here. Wild Game Show Night, folks, for those of you that don't know, is coming back live. I love this.
Yeah, it'll be back live November 18th on there, and the price of tickets are only $40. We've been selling a lot of tables. If you buy 8 tickets, we'll reserve you a table. And if not, don't worry about it. There's lots of extra tables. Mm-hmm. But ticket sales are going really well.
Love hearing that.
And we've had a lot of the businesses in town have been really great with us, have been donating. And the places, you know, we have a place where we buy our meat for the animals out of Colorado. Mm-hmm. They send up a huge prize every year.
No kidding.
So it's really great. We get a lot of support from it through the community. And this year with the food aspect, it's going to be changed up from the last couple of years. So you're going to have food from Thailand, Germany, Italy, and Spain. So it's going to be a really great menu this year that's going on. And just the door prizes for just walking in the door on there, buying your ticket and walking in the door, I believe first prize is $700. You know, that's pretty good.
Just to show up.
Just to show up.
Yeah, that'll cover your ticket.
And you're better odds than winning the lottery.
Yeah, $1.5 billion. Well, let's talk a little bit. You know, the $40 that gets you in. What do you get with that? Obviously, you get a lot of good food. You get that dessert, that whole dessert experience. And I say experience because you got to be there to actually take that in.
Right. And then, you know, that gets you up so you can watch the game shows. Now, if you want to participate in the game shows, and we've had people that come every year just to try to get on with the game shows. You buy your tickets for that, for a chance to get up at the game show. The entertainment is unbelievable. Bill, you've been there enough years, and you know why it's a 21 and older event.
I was going to say, it's definitely a night for the adults.
And it is hilarious.
Uh-huh.
And we're back in the kitchen until later on, and people come in and go, did you hear that? And it's great. And people just, you know, the prizes we have are awesome on it.
Yeah, you got a lot of friends.
We got a lot of friends and a lot of really great prizes that we've been able to acquire. And so the prizes this year have stepped way up than past years.
Wow.
So we're really excited about it.
You should be excited. But I'm excited for you and excited for everybody just to get back into the whole live aspect. And it's going on at the Wapton Community Center. And you'll probably have an overflow there. Now, tell me something. As far as the zoo, are you closed up for the season now? What's going on?
Right now, we're just working with universities and schools.
Okay.
We've been having they've been calling and setting up times to come in, and groups. You know, if a company calls us and says, hey, we want to bring our group down there, we find out what they want and if we can accommodate. And sometimes we go to their place of business.
That's right.
With animals, and we put on a presentation. You know, we always tell them, it's a great time when you're having a meeting, in the middle of the meeting for a little break.
Right.
Bring the zoo in, mm-hmm. and we'll bring some animals in. And it's Kathy and I and Bruce and Melissa. One group of us will come in, and it's just a nice break, and people get excited.
Right, and it's such, you guys are so informative, and it's such a great, great presentation. You gotta love doing that.
Oh yeah, it's great. You know, can't always dazzle them with brilliance, so we do the baffling once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, and you and I are both good at that. You're going to go out and shoot things, are you? You're not going to be here next week because you're going to be out shooting things.
I'm going to be out deer hunting. And, you know, I'm at that age where it's more fun to go with kids and take kids out hunting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I really get the thrill of that, of taking the kids out and then showing them how to handle and process and respect it on what you do. So, yeah, I'm looking forward. Today I'm leaving this afternoon, so I hope to have a great day. So next week you won't have me, and I'm sure Kathy will have somebody else lined
up. There's somebody showing up. Well, listen, have fun, be very, very safe, and enjoy yourself. Enjoy that time away, because believe me, my friend, you've earned it.
Well, thank you. I plan on.
Tom Schmaltz, curator at Chinkapa Zoo. That is this Thursday's edition of the Morning Zoo. You can hear it every Thursday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Got a partly cloudy sky. 42 degrees. It is